going in search of corn demand through renewable fuels to increase commodity prices. That's what we're talking about today on Profit Matters. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. And those opportunities presenting themselves in many different forms, including through emission scoring. More in just a moment. Brought to you here by our friends at the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iesoybeans.com to learn more.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iesoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
There's a big push right now for E15 sales to be made legal year-round nationwide, with the Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association leading that effort, where Jeff Cooper is the CEO.
If you are truly serious about reducing carbon emissions and doing it at the lowest cost possible for consumers and doing it in a way that doesn't compromise or sacrifice vehicle range and convenience, this is what we got to be looking at.
As opposed to electric vehicles, where Cooper says sales certainly have been slow or less than automaker expectations.
They, in most cases, do not deliver the range that was advertised, that they have problems in extremely hot weather or extremely cold weather, you know, that there are problems with finding places to charge these vehicles.
Now, to that end, in addition to making E15 available to more consumers by making it nationwide and for sale year-round, he's also encouraging EPA to look at slowing tailpipe emissions to finalize a, quote, technology standard that is readily achievable. That's on the consumer side of things. The aviation side, sustainable aviation fuel certainly is creating quite the buzz as well. And while that would create certainly an increased demand for renewable fuels, some of those dollars and cents would trickle down to producers at the farm level directly through emission scoring, which is where ADM comes into the picture. Theo Gunther says year number two of their emissions scoring program will be open to farmers soon.
So we have a good range of information about our different business offers to farmers and our different programs, and so range of things covered tonight: farm direct fertilizer origination and the regenerations program as well.
Theo and his ADM counterparts hosting a series of producer meetings not only in eastern Iowa but around the state and really around the Midwest to help raise awareness of these offerings. As he says that moods have changed some, he's noticed, regarding emission scoring.
I think that people are getting more information, so there's more buzz out there. People are learning more about how they can score their farm, how they can get that information about the crops they produce. And then once you're armed with that information, you're in a better position to make decisions. So that's what this meeting was about, telling people about what our program offers, why we're offering it, and then putting the farmer in the driver's seat for making those decisions.
He says ADMAdvantage.com is where producers can learn more about emission scoring, and he says that's going to be key in helping get sustainable aviation fuel to a carbon intensity score of less than 50, which is what it's going to take in order to make that fuel competitive in the sustainable aviation fuel market. This has been Profit Matters, brought to you by our friends at the Iowa Soybean Association. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.